I have something on my heart today that I think affects us all. I believe this is a message for me and for every one of you. And I hope that you will see it that way. It's not just to people that are lukewarm. It's to everybody. And starting Revelation 3:14, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art a wretched, thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. So you see, just by the shape that they were in, there was still hope if they turned to God. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Praise God. Praise God for the privilege. It's not humiliating to repent. That's how we are exalted. If we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, then He'll hear from heaven and He'll forgive. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and be, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. My wife was, besides being the best wife, she was the best woman that I ever knew. But she was a follower. I was the initiator. And I encouraged her years ago to start memorizing whole chapters. And let me tell you, when she began to have some dementia, memorizing those scriptures, let me tell you, she could still go through every word of those chapters that we had memorized. Let me tell you, the Word of God is powerful. And the Word of God will bless us when nothing else can. And so I believe that she always loved, as Jeff was saying, she never wanted it to be any other way except for me to be the initiator and other followers. She understood the role of a wife and a husband. And the husband was to be the spiritual leader. And she loved it that way. She never felt underprivileged. She never felt that she was second rate. She always loved being my helpmeet and being a responder. And she loved, she always showed such great respect for me. And so men, you need, young and old, you need to understand that you are responsible to God to be a spiritual leader for your wives. You are to lead them. You are to encourage them. You are to praise them. And you are to make sure that they never become lukewarm, because you are responsible for their condition. And if you even saw your wife getting just a little bit lukewarm, that you get on your knees with her and pray that God would bless her to really come alive. Well, on the 8th of October, she went into an all new level. She went somewhere where I couldn't go. She was no longer following me. She was with her master. But I believe, though I couldn't go on into that level with her, I still can enter an all new level. I believe we all can enter an all new level. And I believe that's the story, that's one of the stories in this. There's so many stories in this that I've read to you, but I believe that is one of the stories that we have here. So often people, they wait. We sang that song, "Thou art worthy," and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and all of that. But waiting on the Lord is one thing, but waiting to act and be obedient is something altogether different. Sometimes people wait around to repent. Well, he didn't want Laodicea to wait anymore, and he was knocking at their door. I believe he's knocking at our door. And whatever level you are, he's wanting you to come on up into an all new level. And as I was meditating on this last night, I felt that call to, I'm not done here. I'm not finished. God still has work for me to do. And I thought that after she was afflicted so long, I pretty well gave up ever going out of the country anymore. But I believe I will. I believe I'll go out of this country again. And I believe that God is calling me to an all new level. And I believe he's calling you to an all new level. You don't stay where you are. That's how you get lukewarm. It's staying where you are. Because you're going to slide back. If you don't go forward, you're going to slide back. Laodicea was it was a church established in the ancient city of Laodicea. It was controlled by Rome, and Rome made it a free city. But the definition of Laodicea is indifferent, lukewarm. And it was located with Hierapolis and Colossae in the Lycus River Valley. It was called the City of the Crossroads. It was an area where on the trade route, and everybody in that area knew about Laodicea. It was the banking center. Of the greatest banking center of the world, the wealthiest city of the world. And you notice this reading. They went like so many people in America have gone. They went after materialism. It's wonderful when you get a better job, but don't ever let that take your heart. Be grateful for it and use it for the glory of God. And it was known also for they had a wonderful medical school there at Laodicea, and they had they had some, they learned that there was a spikenard plant that would help in the treatment of excreting the ear. And they had a stone that they ground up and made eyesight. And you notice he says, anoint thy eyes with eyesight. There's so many of the things here that were symbolic and lessons, but there was an actual natural thing that occurred there. So they became known far and near. The people sent for this eye salve to be shipped to them because they had a lot of eye problems in those days. And then there was a giant earthquake that came and destroyed. Well, it actually destroyed destroyed the whole city and destroyed Colossae as well. This will be jumping ahead a little bit, but Laodicea was so wealthy they rebuilt the city without any outside help whatsoever. But Colossae didn't have that wealth, and they never rebuilt. They were destroyed and never rebuilt. Well, about 6 miles across the river valley was another town called Hierapolis. And so you had kind of a tri-shaped three cities, a tri-city area there. You had Laodicea, you had Hierapolis, and you won't find Hierapolis mentioned much in the Bible. You do find it in the last chapter of Colossae. Colossae was before it was destroyed, it was at one point such a sweet, undoubtedly there were some of the sweetest folks there. Because Paul, in writing his letter, you would think it was such an affectionate letter. You would think that he had been there time and time again, maybe even started the church. But there's no evidence that he ever went there. And yet he could pray like y'all were praying for it. Now, he's been to Laodicea. I mean, yeah, we used to be called Laodicea. Brentwood Hills was called Laodicea. And I think that this message right here is for us, right there at home. And though we're not called that anymore, it's not so much what you're called, it's what you are that really counts. But In Hierapolis, you had the hot springs. There were some beautiful cliffs and things, and this water flowed down these cliffs and formed a pool at the bottom. And it was very much like Hot Springs, Arkansas. The mineral water there was so good for people to bathe in, and so healthy for them. So you had the hot water there at Hierapolis. And then over at Colossae, you had just the opposite. You had the beautiful cliffs down which flowed ice-cold, beautiful, beautiful water. And water was such a premium in that part of the country. And people came from far and near to get that water. And they came from far and near to bathe there at Hierapolis. And so we have, once again, the story illustrated by something natural, something that really had, something they could get hold of, something they could understand. I would that you were hot or cold. Now, if you go to outlining that sentence, hot and cold have the same value. And he wasn't saying, And for so many years, when I would hear some preacher get on that, he would only say, well, I guess if you're cold, you want to get warm. I don't think so. How many Christians did you know that got really cold and indifferent And they really wanted to get warm. Now, most of the ones I've known that way wanted to stay that way. They didn't want nobody to bother them. And so I was not happy with that explanation. And so as I began to study that, I found that the word, of course, hot is just, in English, there's just one word for hot, and it just means hot water. It was hot water that flowed down, but it was healing. It was, there were a lot of minerals in it. But cold, there's three words. Now, even in hot, in Spanish, you have three words that all mean hot. You have caliente, the hot water. You have calor, the weather. And then you have picosa, that you know, you're the spicy foods and salsa and stuff. So all three of those are hot, but you got to in English, it's just hot. But, and that's the way it is in about cold. It's just cold. But there's three words that are translated cold. You have, the first one is a noun, zakos. It's just coldness. And it's mentioned in John 18. Disciples were cold and they were kind of warming their hands. It's just cold. And then there was the verb, zuko, by blowing, like Jeff stopped on the way up here and got us some hot coffee. And that coffee was so hot. Till I'm telling you, as much as I like good hot coffee, I had to blow on it to cool it, to get to where I could drink it. And then there was... So that was the verb, but there is an adjective, zakros, with an R in it, zakros. It's cool and refreshing. And that's what we find in Revelations 3 there. The I would that you were hot or cold. So what God is saying there to Laodicea, I would that you were like Heracles, that like the waters that were warm and healing, or like Colossae, cold and refreshing. And I believe that applies to us in every aspect of our Christian life. And of course, metaphorically, these words were being seen there, and yet, if you look, God wants us to be warm and affectionate. He wants us to, call somebody up on the phone and be warm, and affectionate in your tone of your voice, or be cool and refreshing. And but my wife was an example of both of those. She was so warm and affectionate and so, and so cool and refreshing. I don't believe anybody ever came to our home and ever felt any kind of distance, felt she was distant toward them. She welcomed them and to our home, you know, warmly. And I believe that when we, you know, the Bible says, well, there, right in that Colossian letter, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. You ought to be with him. You ought to be with Christ. Or rise and walk in the newness of life. Yes. One day, we hope to be like Peter, to go on to a new level, but while you're here, you can go from one level to another. And you can, I believe that God wants you, if you're here and you've never taken up your cross, I believe he's saying to you right now, today, take up your cross, deny thyself, and take up that cross and follow me. I don't believe he wants you to wait till tomorrow. I don't believe he wants you to wait till next week. How many of you actually know that you have another week coming? God hadn't promised you another week, not another year, not another month, not another week. So today is the day of salvation, and what God wants us to do is deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. He wants us to follow him, not some man, not some man's teaching, but he wants us to follow him and love his word and love his appearing. And so we are to mortify the deeds of the body. And if we'll do that and put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. That's what he wants us to do. He wants to see us to seek him. He is seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. And we have, America needs to wake up. We are in bad shape. America's in bad shape. And many of our churches have become so lukewarm. Many people have become so lukewarm. And we need to pray for our nation and pray. But it don't start in Washington. Lukewarmness as a nation, it starts with us as individuals. It starts with us in our churches. And so we need right where we are to say, God, what are you saying? What is your message to me? Well, if you've never taken up your cross, it's to take up your cross and follow him right now, today. And then if you are a baptized believer, he wants you to go from level to level. You can't stay where you are. That's how you get lukewarm. If you try to stay where you are, you will not. You cannot. You will slide back. You will slide back and you will get lukewarm. So God wants us to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us and run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, God wants us, he wants us to be hot or cold. And so I hope, if you don't remember anything else I said today, I hope you'll remember hot and cold. That's not too much, is it? To remember hot and cold. God wants us to be hot and cold. He wants us to be warm and affectionate. He wants us to be cold and refreshing. And he does not want us to be lukewarm. He does not want us to be like Laodicea. Here Hierapolis had the hot mineral water. Colossae had the cold, beautiful, refreshing water. But there was no city around there that was so dependent on external means for water as Laodicea was. They got their water from Colossae, several miles away through aqueducts. And sometimes when they would excavate and break into those aqueducts, they would find calcification sometimes as much as an inch thick. And can you imagine water coming through an aqueduct for miles and miles? And the calcification and all the lukewarm water, how horrible it was. Out there in Texas, we always talk about how horrible the Midland water is. But I imagine the Midland, just judging from what I see in this, I imagine the Midland water would taste good compared to this water that come from, through the aqueducts there at Laodicea. Well, so he does not want us to be like that water, lukewarm, in our life, in our Christianity. So I want to say to you, just go on to a new level from wherever you are. Go on to a new level And if you haven't taken up your cross, you need to do that today. You need to take up your, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Him. And then if you have done that some years ago, He wants you to go on to new levels. And He wants you, to honor Him, honor the King. And so I want you to understand that God is called. I believe He's calling me. This message is for me. He wants me to go on to a new level. He's not through with me. He wants me to go on to a new level. I can't go with the 8th of October when Tita went on into a whole new level. I couldn't go with her anymore. And she went on ahead. She didn't follow me any longer because God was calling her home to be with Him. But as long as we're here on this earth, we can go from level to level to level. And He wants us to do that. So if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And develop I call it a Galatians 2:20 mentality. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it's not I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So I like you to, when we sing the first verse, if there's one or more here that's not taking up your cross, I'm pleading with you. Don't wait till there's a better time. What is a better time than right now? And then all the rest of you just go on to new levels. And I just really think of you. I love you. And I thank God for the opportunity to speak to you today. So when we start singing this song, I want you to come out from your seats if you haven't taken up your cross and do that today.